Hello. I don't know why I'm introducing this, considering I'm fairly certain only one person is ever going to hear it. And maybe two friends that might like it. But I've decided to do a challenge with a toy on me. And I'm going to use it for 5 minutes on sentence six. And then after 5 minutes, I'm going to put it on sentence eight and try to read. So, fingers crossed for me. And wish me luck. Oh, fuck it. I'll start the 5 minutes from now. This is fun, this is fun. Okay. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Okay. I'm okay. Only start on six. Okay. I normally oh no. Two more minutes. I can do. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. I can do. Two more minutes. Okay. My hands on my ribs. Okay. One more minute. I can. Oh, I can do. Oh, I can do one more minute. Okay. Okay. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. My legs. Oh, my legs. Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh. Oh, fuck. All right. Okay. Okay. I'm gonna read now. I'm gonna turn it off. Oh, God. I'm gonna turn it up. I'm gonna read now. Okay. 7. Oh, God. 8. Okay. Random page. Oh, busy. Okay. Sure. Okay. Oh, God. So, stoned on the runway. Oh, my. The acne suit. A moment. This is one of those looks where, oh man, my experimental style. I'll to push herself. And, oh God, and it was a success. It was a bit gross. Oh, what a. Extremely editorial. Ella was inspired. Oh man, okay. Was inspired when using the stones on another suit and found they remind her of spots and boils. There. Oh, fuck me. There. Okay. There was an image of Bella Hadid knocking around wearing a sculpted Mugler outfit. Oh, God. And Ella. Oh, fuck. My eyes are going blurry. Ella said to me way before Drag Race that she had an idea to put the stones on a flesh coloured suit. Oh God. Oh man. So when I got the brief. Oh fuck me. I'm not even halfway through the first page. When I got the brief for Drag Race, I told Ella that we had to do it. Oh God. Ella herself was reluctant at first and was worried people wouldn't get it. But I wanted people to revel in the fuck me in the creativity of it. And to this day, oh my God. Okay, where is it gone? To this day, I think of it as one of our best looks. Yeah. I can't wait until. Oh my God. Until I'm. Oh, fuck off. Until I'm in some bitchy fashion party in my custom Ella Lynch zip. A crucial addition was the iconic Shirley from East End. EastEnders wig. Let me see. Gosh, this is the least sexy thing I've ever read. Thank God. That greasy, wet look, spiked molly, tuft, the look off and right to life. The wig was minging. But that was the point. It was my standout look. Oh my God. Of the season. And I'm so glad we went down that roof again. Oh my God, the unexpected. Always. Oh my God, I'm still on the first page. As I've been writing this book, Anna and I have been plotting. Oh my God. You're okay. Oh my God. I have been plotting world domination. I've been doing a ton of photo shoots and wearing some incredibly big designer labels. What I realized quite quickly that, oh God, that I haven't got to where I am today by playing it the same as other people. Oh God. Sure. Oh my God. Oh. Okay. Sure. Some of these outfits are gorgeous and ridiculously. Okay. We're going to page 2. Oh, there's another picture. Expensive. But anybody could. Any. Oh my God. Oh my God. Anybody could wear them. Okay. Just to me. Fashion is about going against the grain. I don't want to be a fashion darling. Oh fuck. Oh man. I want to be. I want to be. I want to be a fashion provocateur. Oh, my legs are shaking. I'm grateful to have such creative people in my life. They nourish my soul. Okay. We thrive for us all to do better. Oh, lifting each other up and creating work that will last is what it's about. Of course, that doesn't mean there aren't. Oh God. Oh no. There aren't. Oh my God. Okay, I'm okay. There aren't big name fashion icons in the mainstream who continue to influence and inspire me. To illustrate the point. Oh, fuck me. Oh my God. No, I'm not. Oh, fuck. Okay. Oh no. Okay. Oh God. Here are some of my all time favorites. Okay. Kate Moss. That's it. Oh, the ultimate icon. Oh, the supermodel with the cheeky London twang. My love for Kate goes deep enough to have a matching tattoo on my right wrist. Recently, I received. I received a handwritten letter from Kate. Oh, thanking me for my support and sending me a hoodie for her collection. From her collection that raises money. I know, I'm so close to the end. Okay. For her collection that raises money for the charity Sightsavers. Isaac Static.
the arrival of a letter rather than a restraining order. Kate is self-aware. I have a sixth sense. It's like I have ESPN or something. Oh, God. From years of having my finger on the pulse of pop culture, I can tell. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, I can tell that Kate knows what's going on. Oh, my God. Now, anyway, maybe a few years ago she was caught in the hedonism of fame culture. But she's also been honest about it. Partly because she... Oh, thank God. Okay. Oh, fuck. I'm finished. That I was anticipating it taking. But that was fun. And why did I add on an extra minute for free? Like a fool.